Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. We're live here inside VMDN Studios. Tells you before, guys, bullion sales had to come to my rescue. I had that little muddy incident in the back of my yard. Now, how did it happen? There is a drain in the back of my yard, and so I have a privacy fence and a French drain going across the back of my yard, and the French drain, the outlet for it is on the outside of the fence, and so there's a dip where the pipe that we have going to the drain, it dips into and flows into the drain, right? And so I can drive over that. I can drive the tractor over that no problem on a dry day. But I drove over it on a wet day and got stuck. And I did the twist and the turn. You know how you can twist and turn in a zero turn, right? The twist and turn, and wound up popping the one of those front swivel tires, popped it off the rim and then twisted and turned from being stuck in the mud. Called up Mike Riley from Bullion Sales. Said, Mike, I need some help, man. Need some help. Need an assist. Need you to come. Need you to come around and help with a fix. 734-426-8527. It's like a helpline. Certainly, it's the service line for our friends at Bullion Sales and Service. It's their main phone number, actually. If you have any questions about lawn and garden equipment sales, you want to schedule service, that's the number you call. They're located at 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. You can find them online at weknowtractors.com. If you're in the market for a new tractor, Exmark, Simplicity, it's my brand of choice. I have a Simplicity Courier zero-turn tractor. Kubota, I know a lot of Kubota. We got a lot of Kubota heads out there. They're the area's premier Kubota dealer, so they have you covered on that front. And then, as you've heard me say on several occasions, your relationship with Bullion doesn't stop with the purchase. It's just the beginning, because you want to get your equipment serviced on an annual basis. Even if you didn't buy it from Bullion, they can still service it. Even if your tractor is a legacy tractor from 30 years ago, they can fix it. They can service it. Best in the game. Been around. They treat you like family. It's Bullion Sales and Service, 734-426-8527. You can find them online at weknowtractors.com. Again, weknowtractors.com. All right, so, NBA guys, they bring NBA guys to analyze NBA games, right? And so one of the primary criticisms of the Houston Rockets in their series with the Golden State Warriors is like, it is a futile attempt at defense if you decide you're going to go into a series, a game, let alone a series, with your defensive strategy being, no matter what, we're switching everything. Switching everything. Now, what's going to happen when you do that is you might wind up in some matchup scenarios that just aren't advantageous, to say the least, against that team. That's why they're such a lethal pick and roll team. When you can run pick and roll with Kevin Durant and have some poor big is charged with guarding him on the perimeter. I mean, most teams they can't do that. Most teams can't do that, and most teams get abused when they try it. So the Houston Rockets, after coming with that strategy, I mean, you had NBA guys, NBA analysts, maligning them left and right. So, man, you can't defend. You don't have a prayer of slowing Golden State down with this strategy. You don't have a prayer. You're going to get knifed in this contest. You look up, though. You look up last night, and you see Kevin Durant go 9-for-24 from the field. Again, it's not to say that he's gonna do that the rest of the series. Not to say that he won't come right back and go to work on him the next time around, but in that game, they had KD in check. They absolutely had KD in check. And there was no more vivid example of how much in check he was than their second to last offensive sequence. It's like 20 seconds left in the game. You know, they hard contest. I think it was James Harden shot the ball. You know, the Warriors get the rebound. They come down. KD has the ball. KD has the ball there. 20 seconds left. So obviously you want a shot up, right? Right, Miz? Coach Miz, you want a shot up because if you miss it, you foul. You still have some time left on the clock to make a play, right?
Yeah, that's what I would want
to
do.
So KD, go to work. You mean we don't have time to, you know, to dilly dally. We need you to go to work right now. Get a shot up.
Well, the only other thing I would think, you know, knowing KD, have him drive the lane. You know, if I'm Houston, I'm saying clear the lane, let him go.
Well, so he did drive, sort of. Now, you know, KD is an accomplished passer too. You have a team with a number of shooting options. You can drive and kick. That's what makes that team so many weapons that it makes it hard to collapse on KD or anyone driving to the bucket for that matter. So he starts on the drive. And, you know, if you can, I would have no problem kicking to an open Steph. Clearly, all right? Steph's probably not going to be open in this scenario, though, right? Or kicking to an open Klay Thompson because he can knock down threes seemingly with his eyes closed at times, or even Draymond. But in this scenario, again, I still say the best option is KD get a shot up. But if you don't, kick it to an open guy. But he starts on a drive, and he kicks, but not to an open guy, Miz. Not only to a guy that wasn't open, but a guy who was in horrible position. Because Klay Thompson was as far in the corner as you could possibly get without being out of bounds. I mean, he was in the corner behind the rim when he got the ball from KD. So he gets the ball there. You can't shoot that shot. Even if you weren't contested, you aren't shooting that shot, right?
Typically
so,
not.
So he kicks it to a guy who has no choice but to put it on the floor. Klay Thompson drives in the lane, winds up getting like a turnaround jumper that catches nothing but air. Rebound, Chris Paul, foul, you know, fractions of a second. And I don't know how much time was left on the clock at that point, but yeah, they didn't ice it. There was still an opportunity to win the game. Thought Steph Curry he got a good look, thought he was going to be able to bring it home. But getting back to the point, at the top, KD passed it up and passed it up to a guy that wasn't open. And that to me spoke to the defense that they had played on him all game long. He was 9 for 24 from the field. I think he had 27 points. He took a lot of shots to get there. And 8 of those points came from the free throw line. So I got to give Houston some credit. Give D'Antoni, who is not known for, this is not the guy that you go to for defensive strategy, right? That's not his M.O. Now, that's not on the scouting. Yeah, he's defensive guru. No, that's not Mike D'Antoni. So for them to stymie the Warriors like they did last night, you got to tip your cap to them. Now, were the Warriors out of gas? Sure they were. Steve Kerr said as much after the game. I mean, you're down Iguodala. I mean, you got a short bench. Guys playing a lot of minutes. There was an advanced metric that they gave that talked about how many times they had runouts in the game. And over the first three quarters, it was like, I don't know, 25, 30. They a lot of runouts, whereas in the last quarter, it was like two. So clearly, they were gassed. But you look at the other side, and again, you can't just look at Iguodala being out. I mean, one of the things that the Rockets said after the game said, you know, D'Antoni said, look, they're going with their big guns. The whole game said, we got to go with our guns, too. You fight guns with guns. I mean, we shouldn't be using gun analogy. But I'm giving you the exact words, which is, you know, guns, that wasn't my phrasing. That was theirs. You got to fight fire with fire. How about we paraphrase a little bit? Got to fight fire with fire. So Houston wound up going with a short bench. They played seven guys. You know, it's not like they went deep on their bench to add to the exhaustion and maybe have the disparity and energy on the floor. Hell, the Rockets after the game were talking about fighting through the mental toughness or fighting through the fatigue with their mental toughness. Now they were gassed too, but they made winning plays down the stretch, especially Chris Paul. And earlier this morning, had Miz look up the head-to-head comparison between the two, because I'm sure NBA watchers, how many of you out there? You know, you think Chris Paul, Steph Curry, and you immediately see in your mind all the times Steph has crossed CP up and had him on the ground flailing. I mean, looking like his ankle was broke, butt was bruised. I mean, literally on the deck, on the hardwood, put him on the ground. I mean, that's how I see that matchup. So when he signed with Houston, it's like, man, it's not going to do anything. I mean, that's not going to get you over the top against Golden State. I mean, he can look at the squad he had with the Clippers. And they couldn't even get this far. But credit to him. I mean, they have great chemistry in their backcourt. I mean, you know, James Harden is a ball dominant guy. And to figure that mesh out, that's coaching. They figure that out. And so now you sit 2-2, because, you know, lest we forget, that was last night was at Golden State. And so, hey, man, they made a believer out of me about their chances in this series, because you couldn't have convinced me heading in that Houston's not going to win this series. Golden State is going to the finals. That was sure as the day is long. Golden State is going to the finals. And they still may. I'm just saying I can't sit here and act like Houston is absolutely a legitimate threat now. Like I didn't consider them to be when this series started.
I think I got my swagger back.
Yeah, they did. They did. And if you were in Golden State, while I don't think they're going into this thing without confidence, going into game five without confidence, it has to be shaking a bit. Steph was coming off of a brilliant third quarter. I mean, Steph looked like Steph. They had a 10-point lead. Golden State had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. I mean, 10-point lead at home. Steph is on fire at this point. You're going to win this game.
I actually turned it. I actually kind of went to bed at that point. I'm like, 10-point lead at home.
It's over.
Done.
And Chris Paul, man, it was Chris Paul down the stretch. So mm-hmm. This is why I'm singling him out, giving him credit. It wasn't James Harden down the stretch. It's Chris Paul in the fourth quarter of that game. So he's the guy, although he didn't ice the game like he could have, he brought it home for him. And in a matchup where there's one guy I look at when Steph matches up with him, I was like, man, he's at his mercy. I mean, there's a good chance Steph loses his matchup. That's Kyrie Irving. I mean, he has nothing for Kyrie. Nothing.
True.
Chris Paul, on the other hand, I just feel an eyeball test. Feel like he had abused him, but you brought up the stats that tell a more balanced story, right?
Yeah. Postseason-wise, Chris Paul holds a 6-5 lead in 11 games and points per game. Even though Steph Curry averages, like we mentioned earlier, 5 points more, it's that three-point percentage that's amazing. It's 41% for Chris Paul and 37% for Steph Curry from three-point land.
Yeah, but Steph is still shooting a better overall field goal percentage in their head-to-head playoff matchups. There's something mm-hmm. explains the discrepancy in win-loss versus how deep these guys have gone in the playoffs. There had to be some games in there, and I can't remember off the top of my head, where the Warriors won with Steph on the bench. Because that's the only way you can explain the 6-5, the 6-5 split in the playoffs. But in the regular season, I mean, Steph, his team has an overwhelming advantage over, not overwhelming, but he has a 17-10 head-to-head lead in their regular season matchups. So, but Chris Paul averages more in the regular season in those matchups, 22.1 points versus 20.6. You get to the playoffs, it's a different story. Steph, his point total, as you just pointed out, Miz, Steph averages 23.5 points, whereas Chris Paul averages 18.3. I still, though, eyeball test. You ask me right now which of those guys I'm taking. I'm taking Steph. So, I mean, you know, last night's game notwithstanding, that has done nothing to change my view of who the better player is, who the more dangerous guy is. But it's not as much of a mismatch as I thought, maybe many thought. And they have an opportunity to put a great deal of pressure on the on the favorites there. I mean, they go into Golden State and get that done. When Golden State's up 10 in the fourth quarter, that gives you a boost, to say the least. So, we'll see if KD goes all KD on him coming out in the next game. I anticipate in the aftermath of that game, KD kind of feeling like he needs to come out and take over.
I don't think he's going to be dishing out like he did that last play. I think he's going to try to take it his own.
There's something to be said for unselfishness, but in that moment, I want you to be selfish, KD.
Take it to the hole.
I mean, especially when you got to get a shot up. I guess that's my point. You got 20 seconds. You got to get a shot up.
Shoot the J.
So, I mean, there's not a whole lot of time to dilly-dally as far as I'm concerned. If you're going to pass it, it has to be to an obviously open guy.
Shoot the
J. He didn't do that.
Shoot it.
8:30 on a Wednesday morning. Let's go to the phones, go up north, talk to Ricky. I don't even have to say his name. Ricky, to what do we owe the pleasure today?
Well, Sam, first of all, man, I love how eloquently you break down the NBA and all that, the playoffs. But as a guy I used to play for, his name was Bo, to hell with the NBA, Sam. I care about Michigan sports and stuff going on there. But I just wanted to share one comment.
Hell
in
Notre
the
Dame.
Old school Michigan listeners will love this, Sam. Once I knew the Miz was on, because that guy that acts like a professional golfer, I'm speaking of Mr. Ira Weintraub, right, Sam?
Right.
Okay. My buddies, I told them, tune in, man. My guy Sam Webb and the Miz are on. So they listened for a while, and you know what the comment they made to me, Sam?
What was that?
They said, your buddy Miz on the radio with Sam Webb is like being the color man for Bob Ufer.
Miz is coming with some takes. I mean, but we spent, in fairness to Miz, we spent the whole 7 o'clock hour talking basketball recruiting for the most part.
And I've got nothing on basketball recruits.
Yeah, Miz is a baseball and hockey guy. Come on, and he knows Michigan football.
Right. So I mean, it was a little unfair, but it was newsworthy. It was topical basketball recruiting yesterday because you had Romeo Weems picking DePaul yesterday. So that's why we spent some time talking about the significance, and certainly telling Michigan fans that's not anything for Michigan fans to be fretting over. That's not to say that Romeo Weems isn't good. He is very, very good player. But it's fair to say that both sides, by the time he announced he was ready to commit, both sides had prioritized other options.
Well, I agree with you, Sam. And the reason I wanted to have a little fun with you is because a guy that was very special to me, I heard you mention his name, Don Lund. He was a really special guy. He taught me an awful lot about baseball, and he helped me a great deal when I had a chance to play. And he told me the easiest job he ever had was being Bob Uecker's color man because he doesn't have to do nothing. So God bless you guys, the old school Michigan people. I appreciate that one.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Ricky. So you know what, Miz.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about, Miz? You got something you want to say? You got something you want to put out there?
I'll be honest with you. I got nothing.
We're gonna do a Miz sec. We're gonna give Miz the platform to put some Miz out there. How about that? All right.
All right.
We're gonna do that on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.